Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 23. Today it's about stillness and motion. We talk about stillness and movement as if they were opposites, but are they? I am thinking aloud now. Stillness for me is the absence of agitation, in the same way that silence is the absence of noise. That's not the same as the absence of movement or the absence of sound. Let's have a look at sound. When you listen to music, you don't want noise to interfere with the music. Noise spoils the music. It interferes with it. Let's look at movement. When you dance, you don't want too much agitation. You don't want to throw your arms and legs around too much, because this interferes with the movement of the dance. Too much agitation spoils the dance. You want to pace yourself to the rhythm of the music, so movement is not the same as being agitated. Another thought. We move all the time, even when we are standing still. Have a look. Sit or stand quietly and notice that there is a constant, very subtle movement going on. You breathe, your eyes move, your weight shifts a tiny bit, maybe a bit forward, a bit back, a bit from side to side. In fact, you would have to hold yourself very, very rigid in order not to move. You would have to hold your breath, and that wouldn't be very good for you. And of course, we move when we are in motion. We move when we walk. We move when we talk. We move when we sit down and when we get up. We move when we do something like washing up, when we cook, when we bake a cake, when we knit, when we sit at the computer and type. So, what am I trying to say? We move when we want to move from A to B, that is, when we move in space, and we move when we do something. So the point I am trying to get to is this. When we are doing something like walking, typing, sitting, getting up, washing up, when we do anything, we often do a lot more than we think we are doing. We do too much. An example would be when we walk and we push the hips forward. That is totally unnecessary. It also interferes with a smooth walking, and it makes work a lot harder for the back and for the legs. Another example, we type on the keyboard, but at the same time we pull our head back and slump in the lower back. And we might even lean on our elbows and push the shoulders up towards our ears. That is not only unnecessary, but it definitely is not good for the back and for the neck. What I'm trying to say is that we often do far too much, so much so that the too much interferes with what we are trying to do. It interferes with the general functioning of our organism, with our breathing. It can cause aches and pains, tension and stress. It can affect our digestion, our posture, even our thinking. In Alexander Technique lessons, I help people become more aware of what it is they're doing too much, and then try and drop what it is that they're doing too much, to make things easier, more enjoyable, less hard work.